The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
Just about be all she wrote for this contest. Hipwood will go back, kick the goal, should kick his third, but that will probably come after the siren, it will. So the Hawks are going to get a win. It's just the margin now that is of interest. 14-6-90 Hawthorne, Brisbane 8-8-56. Great start to 2020 for Hawthorne, but if the players don't know already, I've got a sneaking suspicion they might, but if they don't, they are going to find out that they're putting the queue in the rack for some time, as Hipwood has kicked the goal. So 28 points is the final margin in this one. Hawthorne 14-6-90 defeat Brisbane 9-8-62. Hawthorne 14-6-90, Brisbane 9-8-62. The Hawks will end round one in third spot, and that's where they will stay for 2.5 months at least. We're just waiting. We're going to try and see if we can tap in to Channel 7 and their post-game interviews. And it looks like it's Jack Gunston going over to have a chat with Hamish McLaughlin. And we're just going to have a listen to see whether Jack is aware. Hamish is about to start that interview, and we will see what we can take from that. For Geelong Marine World, of course, Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing, or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Let's see if we can tap into that. Here we go.
Real times. I know that you've just been told the news we were told at halftime. Play suspended until May 31st. What was the reaction?
Yeah, look, we've played some good footy and you've just done a whole pre-season, so you'd love to keep going, but health and safety comes first. So, look, it's disappointing. Footy's going to go away for a lot of people, a lot of fans. I hope we put a smile on everyone's face this weekend. But, yeah, there's bigger things to worry about than AFL footy.
Beautifully summed up. Good luck, Jack, and hopefully see you back soon.
Cheers, mate.
Jack Gunston very quickly speaking there with Hamish McLaughlin. Thanks to Geelong Marine World as we go into the fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Of course, City to Surf Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialists, Essington Street in Grovedale. Chance for us to get a breakaway, and then hopefully we'll speak to somebody from the victorious Hawthorne team regarding the situation that is unfolding with AFL football and what it means for the next 2.5 months. A break, back shortly. Live, breathe, Carrot Footy.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warri Lily. Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
Tell me the thing that you told me off air just then.
I don't want to say. People are going to think of me differently. James doesn't even know this yet. I've been doing it in secret.
Do you want me to tell people? No, go on. You're about to.
Go on.
You've been peeing in the shower. You're the shower peer. There, I said it. You've been trying to conserve toilet paper in a disgusting fashion. And whilst I understand your motives are noble, you're also filth.
Tom and Loggy, K-Rock 955. Build your own home for the same as you pay in rent with Homebuyers Centre. Visit homebuyers.com.au.
Geelong Marine are your one-stop boating shop. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. See the showroom at 401 to 409 Port Arlington Road, Moolap, or online at geelongmarineworld.com.au.
City to Surf Solar. K-Rock Football is calling the biggest moments in season 2020. And we want you to get involved. This year, if you've got a footy-related question or thought, just give the team a call for your chance to win big.
How many rule changes do you think there'll be? 4 out of 5.
Who do you think the next young cat is to have a breakout season?
Jordan Clark, real high-class defender.
Is there a fair chance Hawkins could take out the Coleman medal?
If your call makes it to air, you'll go in the draw to win a City to Surf solar pack, including a Tesla Powerwall. That's over $20,000 worth of solar equipment. City to Surf Solar. Let's get physical. The region's best solar power and energy efficiency specialists. K-Rock 955. Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warri Lily.
And we're back here at the MCG where we are in strange circumstances indeed. Benny Cass has looked after all the Kerr's high stats. He's departing us. And we will see him when we reconvene for round two of the AFL season, whenever that may be. But we find ourselves, Mark Neild, in this fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Just need to take a breath and probably reset and wonder where this is all going to end up. Because right now, as Jack Gunston put so eloquently, there are bigger things in play than football.
Oh, there's massive things in play. And as we've been talking about, without overstating it, Kingy, this is a challenge for humanity to try and get through this, help each other through what it is that we're about to go through. And everyone's been talking about the worst is yet to come, and we're trying to do something about that curve or the spike of cases, and we all have to play our part. And AFL footy is a huge part of the community, and as an organisation needs to play its part as well. And that's the immediate thing. I think there's been some wonderful things said in the last 24 hours. First and foremost, that this is a medical emergency. We understand that it also leads into having an economical one. But first and foremost, it's about looking after the health and well-being of everybody in our communities.
We still have one game to play in the round, and that is...
Wow. How are they going to get through that?
West Coast and Melbourne, who they won't have been able to avoid.
Correct.
The news that they will have probably still been on phones when it was announced before handing them in once they got to the ground, so they'll be well aware. Hawthorn and Brisbane didn't know it was announced at halftime of their game, and you know, obviously we just have to get through that game. They want to get this round completed. The financial ramifications are... I suppose that's the thing. We talk about dollars and cents, but they pale in significance when you talk about human lives.
Yeah, Kingy, yeah, absolutely. And Scott Morrison in his presser this morning, he made that point really clear, and that's why he was so annoyed with some of the behaviour of people still going out into cafes, pubs.
Beaches.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. And it was like, hang on, this is a medical and health emergency first and foremost. Let's look after each other. Even if you believe that you're in that particular age group or health group that you might not be impacted, it may not be about you then. It's about protecting the older people. So let's do that. And let's call footy for what it is. It was a terrific game of footy here today. The Hawks got the colours, got the chocolates on the day and really lowered the colours of Brisbane. Brisbane couldn't carry on from what they had last year so far, and Hawthorn could, and they did a really good job. But you know, there's more things going on here.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes, of course, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom-design homes, $400,000 to $1 million. Of course, Gary and Gilda Watts, you find them down on Fine Street in South Geelong. And we're hoping to catch up with James Warple from the Hawthorn Footy Club, former Falcon captain, premiership-winning captain with the Geelong Falcons. So hopefully we'll be talking with him shortly. So just waiting to hear whether we are able to have a chat. We haven't gone into the Hawthorn rooms. We don't have access to down there, unfortunately, with the rules that were put in place for the media. So we can't bring you the Hawthorn song, unfortunately. The TV broadcast has cut away from that. So Twitter, KFC, thanks for their support. Of course, 10 tenders for just $10. Hurry on that. That's a limited time. That just about to finish that deal. So, and we do ask, obviously, you know, we have some wonderful people who support us here at K-Rock Football and help us get to air. And where you can use their business in coming months, please do so. Some of them are online. We're lucky enough to be supported by so many wonderful people. So you'll have heard their business referenced throughout. And some of them are small businesses that are mum and dad businesses, but they want to be part of football. They're going to do it tough, and they need your support where you can use them. We do ask you to consider using the businesses that support us and help us bring our broadcast here to the listeners and lovers of Australian rules football. And we love coming to the footy. And I must admit, I felt like I'd been kicked in the belly when I found out that we wouldn't be coming back here for at least 2 months. I love coming to the footy. It's round one. I've been waiting 6 months to come back. But it's the world we live in, and we have to accept the situation that we are currently provided with. What we'll do is we'll take another break. We'll come back, hopefully get down into the Hawthorn rooms and hopefully have a chat with James Warple. We've got stats to get through thanks to Kerr's Hire. We've got our APCO goal of the day. We've got our Hamlin Hanger steamatic standout. We'll look at our Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head as well. But City of Surf Solar, if you're listening and just want to talk footy, because this is the last last chance you're going to get to do that. Give us a call, 52-232-955. Our City to Surf Solar Caller of the Year, of course, in the draw for the $20,000 solar panel package installed as well. Would be a great prize to pick up come September or whenever season 2020 ends. September might be... That might be a bit optimistic, Neil.
Yeah, it might be. It might be just the early rounds, Kingy.
Yeah,
who knows?
We don't know where we're at. Hawthorn by 28 points. Back shortly. Live, breathe. K-Rock footy.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warri Lily. Tommen Logis dancing around the stage. Cha-cha. Here at K-Rock 955, we're swapping TikTok dance moves for the tango, foxtrot and paso doble. Celebrating Channel 10's Dancing with the Stars, we're dancing around the stars. Each Wednesday morning, Tom and Lockie dance around the identity of a celebrity by giving out clues. The first person to guess who it is wins instant cash. It's easier than a Viennese waltz. Tom and Lockie is dancing around the stars. Cha-cha! Dancing with the Stars, Trio Night, 7:30 Sunday on 10. K-Rock 955.
An important message from the Victorian Government about coronavirus. To manage the spread of coronavirus, keep 1.5 metres apart from others. If you can stretch your arms out and slowly rotate without touching anyone, you're doing your bit to manage the spread of coronavirus. If you think you may have coronavirus, call the government's hotline on 1800 675 398 or visit coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Victorian Government, managing this together.
If you're like me, you've spent half the last decade thinking about switching to solar. And what's worse, you've literally spent a fortune on power bills. Don't put it off anymore. Call City to Surf Solar today and make 2020 your year to reduce home energy bills and reduce your carbon footprint. Here's the first step towards getting off the grid. Get a quote from City to Surf Solar. Bye-bye fossil fuels. Go clean. Go green. Go solar. Book your quick and easy quote now at citytosurfsolar.com.au.
Get ready for a great night of family fun. The Dancing with the Stars Final Five battle it out. Celia Piccola, Claudia Carvin, Christian Wilkins, Dami Im and Ed Cavalli. Dancing with the Stars, 7:30 tonight on 10.
Hello, hello, it's Jamie.
And Ruth from Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong. Jamie, people must think we're a bit odd the way we rave about our nursery, but with over 3 acres of plants and fresh stock coming in each day, it has to be the biggest in Geelong.
Struth, Ruth, you're right. And don't forget our prices are so low, they chock wholesalers. It's no wonder we get so excited about it.
So come and see what all the fuss is about and pay us a visit at Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong, 201 Townsend Road, Moolap.
Just look for Whiskers and Wombat at the front, mate.
Hi, I'm Gary Watts from Signature Homes. Thinking of building? At Signature Homes, we don't have set plans and we never build the same home twice. We start with a blank canvas. We work with you to design a home to suit your block, your budget and the way you live. So if you're thinking of building, think custom design. Register now at signaturehomes.net.au. That's signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
City to Surf Solar. Let's K-Rock Football is calling the biggest moment in season 2020. And we want you to get involved. This year, if you've got a footy-related question or thought, just give the team a call for your chance to win big.
How many fuel changes do you think there'll be for round five?
Who do you think the next young cat is to have a breakout season?
Jordan Clark, real high-class defender.
Is there a fair chance Hawkins could take out the Coleman medal?
If your call makes it to air, you'll go in the draw to win a City to Surf solar pack, including a Tesla Powerwall. That's over $20,000 worth of solar equipment. City to Surf Solar. Best solar power and energy efficiency specialists. K-Rock 955. Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warri Lily.
Back here at the MCG, where there weren't many people here to start off with, and there really there's not many at all. Hoping to go down to the Hawks rooms to speak with James Warple, just hoping to hear whether that can happen. West Coast and Melbourne are going to play the final game before we go into a suspension that will be until at least May 31. It doesn't seem real yet, Neildy, that that's happening, but I think it will start to grow on us as we get to what would have been round two and there is no footy at all.
Yeah, yes, Tom, I think you're right. We're in surreal circumstances, and I don't know whether it's unfortunate. I don't even know if it needs an adjective, to be honest, but when things, like we were talking about pre-game, it seems that it was a a number of people in the community not taking this seriously as some others. And all of a sudden, for some people, oh, hang on, footy stopped. Well, oh, right, hang on. This must be serious.
So maybe we shouldn't have played round one just for that reality check for people.
Maybe. Who knows? And I did, when Gillon McLachlan said that with the information that he was given and the communities of the NRL and the A-League were given from the chief medical officer and the government, they believe it was the right decision to start, and then now is the right time to make the decision to stop it, because the information is changing on an hourly basis. And yeah, there you go.
All right, we've just been told that James Warple is down in the rooms, nearly ready for us, so we're just teeing him up back at K-Rock HQ. So we've just got word from the Hawthorn rooms that we can have a chat with the star number 5 for the Hawks, so we'll hopefully be speaking with him in just a few seconds. Hawthorn and Brisbane, let's have a look at some Kerr's highest stats very quickly. And disposal-wise, there was not much too much difference in the numbers. Disposals 298, Hawthorn 288, Brisbane kicks 187, 185, handballs 111, 103. Inside 50s, 45 Hawthorn, 46 to the Lions. Disposal efficiency, Hawthorn slightly better, 71.8 to 69.1. Efficiency inside 50, Brisbane actually more efficient, 43.5 to 42.2, and the free kicks 20 to 15. Clearances both 28, centre clearances 11-10 Brisbane, stoppage clearances 18-7 Hawthorn, hit-outs 32-23. As we go down into the Hawthorn rooms, thanks to Geelong Marine World, lucky enough to be joined by a former Falcon superstar who is now doing wonderful things with the Hawthorn Footy Club. Love having him on K-Rock post-game, where we've got James Warple with us. Warps, Kingy and Neildy up in the K-Rock box. Well done, mate. Congratulations on the win. But I suppose it's been tempered by the news that you're not going to play footy for a little while.
Yeah, it is. It's a weird one. I just found out then. So, yeah, obviously it's been postponed, but there's bigger things in football at the moment. But, yeah, I just found out the news then.
So we found out at halftime there was a press conference with Gil McLachlan. I'm guessing it's been deliberately kept from you just to play the second half out. But what was your initial reaction when you were told?
Yeah, I was a bit surprised. I only got told probably about 20 seconds ago. But, you know, the players had a feeling that it was going to happen. But, yeah, as I said, footy's not everything at the moment, and there's people's lives at risk. So, yeah, it's just, it is what it is.
You're only as good as your last game, and for the Hawthorn Footy Club, it was a pretty good one to come here today and knock off the team that finished in the top four last year by 28 points. Is a dream start to your season.
Yeah, it was good. You know, they're a good team and they're young, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be a good team throughout the year. So, you know, round one to get a win is perfect, and however many games we play after this, we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, super start to the season.
We've just seen the vision of your boys singing the song down in the rooms. Usually it's arms linked, but here you are clapping hands, and you've got Jono Patton and Sam Frost in the middle in their first games for the club, being, I suppose, sticking out like sore thumbs.
Yeah, it's a weird one. You know, the boys were really excited today, and this is something a bit different for some of the older boys, and they've never played in front of no crowd. So, yeah, it was exciting, and Frosty and Patto were really good today. They contributed nicely, and we're stoked to have him here at Hawthorn.
James, Mark Neward here. Well done on today's performance. And as you said, clearly, mate, there's bigger things at the moment in our community. I just got a couple of questions about the game for you. What was it like having Tom Mitchell out there giving you a hand?
Yeah, Tom, he's a superstar. He's a Brownlow medalist for a reason. And, you know, he's handled himself beautifully over his recovery. And as you can see today, he played very well. And I'm sure he will for the rest of the season. You know, he's an ultimate professional, and we love having him down here at Hawthorn.
Oh, look, and that's exactly what it looked like from up here as well, mate. So just with the two of you, like last year, you had a stellar year. You're the reigning best and fairest winner without Tom there. Now he comes back. Did your role change at all, or is it just business as usual for you?
No, it doesn't change to me. It's business as usual. I'm still getting a bit of midfield time, which is nice. And we also have, you know, Chad Wingard, who's going to play a bit more mid, and Jago O'Meara, who's just getting stronger as he gets older. And, you know, our midfield's got a few more dimensions now, and super excited to see where it can take us.
Look, all the best when we resume. And look, we had Adam Uze on pre-game, and one of the things he spoke to us about was your team defence and how it is really valued by the coaching group. And he used the term, it's part of your DNA and who you are. And we spoke all day about how difficult it appeared for Brisbane to actually get through your team defence and score. I think they were the number one scoring side in the AFL last year. They've kicked 8 goals. So from a player's perspective, can you talk about the value of team defence, how long you spend on it, all that type of stuff?
Yeah, well, we've got Clarko as a coach, and he's a bit of a madman, and, you know, he's built Hawthorn around a good defensive system for years, and he's held us right there in the thick of the season. And again, this year it's going to be one of our strengths. I think we're a hard team to score against, and, you know, we spend a lot of time at training doing it. Everyone knows where they're meant to be at the right spots and the right time, and you know, we've trained it for hours now, so hopefully we'll be good at it, I think.
You win a best and fairest, Warps. Do you feel a greater expectation that you have to perform every week?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, I've got heaps of support around me. I'm in such a good midfield right now. I still feel really young and still feel like I'm learning. I think I've only played around 30 games, so I've got a lot more footy in me. And, yeah, there's a little bit of extra pressure, but it is what it is, and I'll just try and enjoy my footy as much as I can at the moment.
Can you explain to us the haircut you're running with at the moment? Have you got a name for it?
Yeah, I've got a little bit of sticks from the boys for my haircut, but I'm losing it, so I don't think I'll have hair for very long. But, yeah, just trying to do something with it, I guess.
How do you feel about the prospect of having to do another pre-season?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm not a big pre-season guy. I'm a bit lumped, but, yeah, hopefully we'll see what happens. I'm not sure if we'll be training or if we get holidays, but might be in isolation, so I'm tipping I'm not going to be running around and over in my isolation.
Warps, what are the club doing, I suppose, to stay active on checking your health and stuff like that? Can you give the listeners a bit of an insight into that?
Yeah, it's pretty much just preventative at this stage. You know, we've got our own towels, our own drink bottles. We're not really allowed to touch each other and go out for dinners and be around many people. But, you know, the docs we have here at Hawthorn are probably the best in the competition, and they're really smart. We just listen to them and try and listen to as much of the advice as they give us, because they're going to know more than us, really. But, you know, they're testing everyone for temperatures and stuff. But, yeah, I think we're probably in the lowest risk category for testing the virus, but you never know.
The Warple family love their sport, your brothers and sisters playing footy and netball and the like. Have you had much communication with them? And I suppose they'll be at a bit of a loss with local footy and netball being off until at least May 31 as well.
Yeah, it's a bit devastating. You know, country footy is a big thing from where I'm from, and my brother Thomas is devastated. He's such a footy nuffy, and you know, my sister started to play footy now, and she was going to captain Grovedale, and now she can't. So it's devastating, but I'm sure they'll have to figure out another way to spend their weekends.
Yeah, we're going to be lost without local footy in Geelong, and we're going to be lost without AFL footy here as well to be able to broadcast games and speak to good young men like yourself, Warps. Great to talk with you always. Love talking footy with you, mate. You're doing a wonderful job with your career. It's just a pity it's going to be put on hold for a little while, but we look forward to seeing you when you're back, and looking forward to seeing the brown and gold running around. You're an entertaining team to watch, and we really appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time this afternoon.
Perfect. Thanks for that, guys. Appreciate it.
James Warple joining us down in the victorious Hawthorn rooms, and thank you to Megan from the Hawthorn Footy Club for facilitating that in what are trying times and making James available. Players post-match comments for Geelong Marine World: cruising, fishing or fun? Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. In our fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. City to Surf Solar, of course, Geelong solar power and energy efficiency specialists. You can find them in Essington Street in Grovedale. A break, come back, and we're going to come back with our Hamlin Hanger at Co Goal of the Day. We'll wrap up, of course, the Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head and get our steamatic standout from Mark Neal before we sign off for we don't know how long. We might see you until June at least, and, well, hopefully it's maybe Queen's birthday weekend, but we're not exactly sure. Hawthorn this afternoon by 28 points. Live breathe, K-Rock footy.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warri Lily. Stampsy and Josh. K-Rock 955.
Lady's gone viral. She put on a fake tan, forgot about it. Her baby's woken up. She's breastfed straight away. Baby's ended up covered in fake tan across his face. Talking about your parenting failed moments.
Kerry in Mount Dunedin, what happened?
We had gone camping and I'd never really fished much, and I just casted it out and I thought it was stuck behind me in a tree, so I was giving it a good yank. And it was stuck in the back of my daughter's head.
Oh. Was it the biggest catch on the holiday?
It was awesome. It was the only thing I caught all weekend.
Stampsy and Josh on K-Rock 955. Avalon Airport. Save 25% off all car parking until the end of March. Find out more at avalonairport.com.au.
G'day, Brad Johnson here. Whether you're a dog, cat, tiger, or even a magpie, everyone's a fan of Geelong Travel. Let them connect you with your next big adventure. Whatever holiday you're seeking, from cruising the rivers across Europe to seeing the Rockies in Canada, your travel and cruise experts, Geelong Travel, can help you get there. Call in and see a Geelong Travel expert today on the corner of High and Regent Streets, Belmont.
Geelong Travel, your journey begins with us.
Get ready for a great night of family fun. The Dancing with the Stars Final Five Battle It Out. Celia Piccola, Claudia Carvin, Christian Wilkins, Dami Im and Ed Cavalli. Dancing with the Stars, 7:30 tonight on 10.
G'day, it's Apco Joe. Who do you reckon would make the ultimate wingman? Well, this footy season, we've got huge news at Apco Service Stations. I've got a new wingman. Can you guess who he is? He's a Brownlow medalist, premiership player, Aussie Rules Hall of Famer, media star, family man, and all-round top gun. So who is my wingman in 2020?
Stand by, Apco Joe. I'm coming your way soon.
Looking to buy a boat? Look no further than Bellarine Peninsula's largest indoor display of new boats at Geelong Marine World. Family owned, Geelong Marine World has the best boats and biggest brands in town with finance and insurance available. All your boating needs are in the one location with sales, service and repairs. Geelong Marine are your one-stop boating shop. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. See the showroom at 401 to 409 Port Arlington Road, Moolah, or online at geelongmarineworld.com.au.
City to surf solar. Let's get K-Rock Football is calling the biggest moments in season 2020. And we want you to get involved. This year, if you've got a footy-related question or thought, just give the team a call for your chance to win big.
How many fuel changes do you think there'll be for round five?
Who do you think the next young cat is to have a breakout season?
Jordan Clark, real high-class defender.
Is there a fair chance Hawkins could take out the Coleman medal?
If your call makes it to air, you'll go in the draw to win a City to Surf solar pack, including a Tesla Powerwall. That's over $20,000 worth of solar equipment. City to Surf solar. Best solar power and energy efficiency specialists. K-Rock 955. Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warrilili.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar and Warrilili, our number one ticket holder. 10 years on and still a premier place for families to live and grow. Earlier today, North Melbourne 8-8-56, St Kilda 7-12-54. So the Kangaroos get a 2-point win, but an injury or concussion concern for Josh Walker. But they won't have to worry about testing him to play next week, because we're not playing next week. We're not playing for a while. AFLW, the last of the four semi-finals. Unfortunately, the AFLW season is collateral damage in all of this. 6-8-44 Brisbane Lions, 2-3-15. There will be no AFLW Premier crowned in 2020. The AFL has decided to pull the season. The club I feel for most is probably Fremantle, unbeaten through six rounds. Won their final, but unfortunately won't get a chance to win what would be the club's first premiership, because obviously the senior men haven't won a flag at this stage. Just looking at the result, there's still one game to go. West Coast in Melbourne. You've got to know that the 44 players taking the field, well, you've got to think the 44 players taking the field know that they're playing and that's it. You'd be shocked if they haven't found out. So it'd be interesting to see what intensity that is played with. But there is still 4 points on the line, and they may still mean something, Neildy. The round started back on Thursday night when the world was a very different place. Richmond 105, Carlton 81. On Friday night, Collingwood 86, Bulldogs 34. Yesterday at Marvel, Essendon 63, Fremantle 57. Adelaide 71, Sydney 74. Up on the Gold Coast, the Suns 29, Port Adelaide 76. Unfortunately, the Cats down by 32 points to the Giants 105-73. And then, of course, today 56-54 North Melbourne over the Saints. And Hawthorne by 28 points over the Lions 90-62. Got to wrap a couple of things up. Our Steamatic standout. Can you please give us that, Mark Neild, from this afternoon's clash?
Yes, I certainly can. The Steamatic standout for me, I'm actually going to go with Chad Wingard. I thought he had an exceptional game, Kingy. He did. He moved up into the midfield. He also did some great things inside 50. He Ben pointed out throughout the call, he looked fit. He certainly did. I love the way he attacked the ball. And like I said, if he gets a one-on-one deep inside 50, he's pretty hard to beat. So for me, I thought he was the player out there that had the biggest influence on the result.
20 possessions for Chad Wingard, and also kicking 3 goals as well. Our Steamatic standout. And of course, Steamatic, great to have them on board. Essendon Street in Grovedale is where you can find them. And they have been delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Let's move on now to our Hamelin Hanger. I believe we're going with that first briser. I think you and I discussed that. Thank you. Hamelin Hanger came in the second quarter at the 9-minute mark, and it was Luke Bruce. Sicily now shares it by hand. O'Meara inside defensive 50. Kick to a one-on-one. Bruce with a one hand takes a Hamelin Hanger contender. Hamelin building itself an outstanding reputation for functional, beautifully finished homes. Our Hamelin Hanger, Luke Bruce from Hawthorn. Our goal of the day for APCO, of course, APCO Service Stations, locally Aussie-owned and fiercely independent. And it was that man they call Silk in game 377. He kicked 3 goals this afternoon, and the third was the best of the lot.
At the top of the square, she's got to sit for him this way and that way. Oh, class, he went a kick and then dropped the ball. He broke the tackle, though, Sean Burgoyne, and he dribbled through his third. Goodness me, that was unbelievable stuff from Sean Burgoyne.
Certainly was, and Sean Burgoyne is just defying age, 37 years old. He's going to have to wait a while for his... He'll be 42 by the time he next plays.
Yes, he may well be.
Of course, Australian-owned and independent with service stations right across Geelong and Victoria. You'll find APCO service stations in a lot of regional areas right up to Wangaratta and Shepparton and in Ballarat and in Bendigo as well. And, of course, Cafe 24/7 with barista-made coffee. On my list, it says next game for broadcast, round 2, Collingwood versus Richmond, Thursday night from 6 p.m. That ain't happening.
No, it's not. No. Not at all.
So, to all our listeners, we will be back. We can't tell you when we will be back, but we promise you we will be back. And we can't wait to be back. But right now, Australia and the world has got a bigger challenge than whether football is played. And we will wait for that challenge to disappear or abate. And we can come back and tackle footy with crowds and with no restrictions, and we can move into a 17-game season and complete that, and then hopefully there's no damage financially to anybody. But please stay safe. Please look after each other. We say thank you to Brian back at KROQ HQ, who's done a power of work over the opening
good
weekend.
On you, Brian.
So is Matty Dwyer, who's pushing the buttons now. He's our new Dave Knott on a Sunday, so good to see Matty here. To Benny Cass, who... has darted off, but thank you, Benny. He's been very flexible this weekend with rosters and the like. We changed a few things up, but that was all for naught in the end as well. So anyway, all good. Neil, I know you're facing some challenges with Geelong United and have some work to do there. Good luck with those. And
thank you.
We'll let you focus on that, and we look forward to basketball being played in some form in the Geelong region come, hopefully middle of the year, if not a little later.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Fingers crossed. And to Andy Mathers in our KROQ hierarchy, thank you for your support, guys. We've had to do things a bit differently this weekend, but we've come out the other end. But unfortunately, right now, we've got some work to do in terms of what is good for the health of the country, and that is going to be meaning no football for a little while. And please stay tuned to KROQ News, krock.com.au, for the latest regarding COVID-19, regarding restrictions and the like in terms of closure of businesses, etc. So please keep an eye out for all of that. But that is us done here from the MCG. Thanks to Warrilili, 10 years on and still the premier place for families to live and grow. Hawthorn by 28 points this afternoon, and you heard it all on KROQ Footy! Good spoil came from Andrews, front of the pack, Isaac Smith, quick snap, and he's kicked it. Early contender for the APCO Service Station's goal of the day, Isaac Smith.
He couldn't admit it. McCluggage fired the handball to Hipwood. Hipwood goes round the corner. Hipwood goes round the corner, and Brisbane have got there first.
Hits it magnificently well. APCO Service Station's goal of the day. Sean Burgoyne with a snap on the right boot, bend it around perfectly, straight over the goal umpire's hat.
Here's a chance for Hawthorn. Wingard's kick. They've got a raffle it here. Surely Pat will handball to Bruce. He does, and Bruce will run into the open goal and kick the easiest goal of the afternoon.
Here to the top of the square. Good mark, Cameron, on the chest. Hamelin Hanger contender under pressure. Plenty of duress coming. And now there's a push and shove. Quick kick forward. Wingard's going to run onto this. It was a wonderful bit of work out of the pack from O'Brien, and Wingard strolls in with a bounce and kicks the Hawks fifth, and they now lead by 10.
just 9 games, 21-year-old. We're right behind it. He's on the runway. He pokes at the kick, and it's a goal. So Hawthorn steal a march.
Sicily now shares it by hand. O'Meara inside defensive 50. Kick to a one-on-one. Bruce with a one hand. Takes a Hamlin hanger contender.
And it runs to 50. Pulls the trigger on a long, long goal. Good stuff from Brisbane. They get the answer.
Lanky sort of string bean arrangement. Oh, that kick is a lanky string bean arrangement. That...
Oh, McCarthy. Hamlin hanger contender from McCarthy. Came from nowhere.
Sean Burgoyne, game 377 to him. What a marvel.
Oh, great hit out.
It was a wonderful piece of work by Segler to Bruce, who kicks the goal.
At the top of the square, she's got to sit for him this way and that way. Oh, classy, went to kick and then dropped the ball. He broke the tackle by Sean Burgoyne and he dribbled through his third. Goodness me, that was unbelievable stuff from Sean Burgoyne. Out the back, Cameron's got the wheels. Will he get there first? McCarthy goes off the ground, then Cameron for the goal. So leg speed was crucial there. McCarthy and Cameron had it in spades. Brian dinks it into the pocket at the feet of Bruce. Bruce goes back to O'Brien. In the pocket, Tim O'Brien kicks a wonderful APCO goal of the day. Oh, it should have been marking was Rayner at front position, dropped. And in the end, well, it was probably uncontested. Hipwood took it, though. Hipwood goes around the corner, and Hipwood kicks an APCO goal of the day. McAvoy accepts it from Hanrahan. He's flying kick at goal. Wingard! Hamlin hanger contender from Wingard, who has been one of the stars of the show this afternoon. He's been really good.
Terrainer at true centre-half back, and he takes off under pressure from Wingard. Drives a kick inside, forward 50, three deep. McStay with a Hamlin hanger contender. He read it better than anybody else. Ball's going to spill. There's a high free kick. Bruce was off. Now the advantage is paid. Big fend on Starcevic, and Bruce will dribble through his third of the afternoon and certainly put this one to bed. And that will just about be all she wrote for this contest. Hipwood will go back, kick the goal, should kick his third, but that will probably come after the siren. It will. So the Hawks are going to get a win. It's just the margin now that is of interest. 14-6-90 Hawthorn, Brisbane 8-8-56. Great start to 2020 for Hawthorn, but if the players don't know already, I've got a sneaking suspicion they might. But if they don't, they are going to find out that they're putting the cue in the rack for some time, as Hipwood has kicked the goal. So 28 points is the final margin in this one. Hawthorn 14-6-90 defeat Brisbane 9-8-62.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.